I didn't remember much about that German philosopher. Leibniz said, if it is possible, therefore it exists. And I'm saying, if we can make it exist, it's therefore possible. Was that tautological? Was it wise? Did Leibniz really say that? It was intriguing in any case. Not long after that, I took my busted old roller bag to be repaired. Very circular compared with buying a new one. Packed the certified cradle-to-cradle jeans that McDonough had given me, and headed out to see what evidence of possible existence I could find for the circular economy. Metals. The first small breaks in our natural circularity actually predate the 18th century Industrial Revolution. The Romans, besides tossing broken amphorae around in an uninhibited way, pioneered a fraught invention. Sewers. That is, they channeled human waste into rivers instead of returning it to fields where, as any circularity maven will tell you, those nutrients belong. As a young boy in Tokyo in the 1950s, his parents were in the occupying American army, McDonough recalls waking at night to the sound of farmers collecting the family's night's oil. His mother would soothe him with lullabies about poop, sometimes in Japanese with an Alabama accent. It made a permanent impression.